If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
A look at area high school sports across the board.
Let's go!
Why don't we give it a try?
Okay.
If it's being played, we're covering it here.
Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis
is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, here's Day-Day Damian Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, and this is the amended version of the show this week. That's right, we are in podcast mode. For the next few weeks, as we get through the holidays, it's bowl season, and the Hawks, they'll have a game or two in that mix as well. So once we get to the top of 2026, can't believe I'm saying 2026 is about to be here in a minute. But once we get to the new year, we'll get back to being live on Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the station. But for now, as I mentioned, we'll do the podcast thing. And tonight's episode, we'll get into the prep round. Roundup and recap the week that was, and what a week it was, man. Busy weekend, a lot of hoops action, and then of course this past week the Georgia High School Association football and flag football state championships took place and have all concluded, and what a week. Congratulations if you made it to as far as the football side of things go, if you made it to game 15, I should say. Congratulations to you, whether you regardless of the outcome. And for the flag, young ladies of flag, congrats to you as well, whether you made if you made that trip there to Mercedes-Benz Stadium to compete in your respective state title games. So just phenomenal weekend, a phenomenal season for both the men and women out there on the turf. All right, without further ado, man, let's go ahead and get into the prep roundup.
Let's go, let's go!
Now it's time for the prep roundup.
On Prep Sports Station on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, first off, a little football news. Riverwood, the Raiders, they hire their new head coach, Josh Kofi. He comes over from Denmark. He was the offensive coordinator there with the Danes, so congratulations on taking over at Riverwood. Woodward Academy football's Blake Stewart, the Georgia commit. He was named the 5A Region 4 Defensive Player of the Year. Staying on the gridiron, West Forsyth football head coach Dave Swella steps down after 14 years. Got a chance to speak with coach on several occasions after, matchups and a couple summers ago at 7-on-7 over at Georgia Tech. So phenomenal career for him, and I want to wish him nothing but the best as he gets ready to step into the next phase of his life. Maynard Jackson girls basketball, Caden Cornish reaching 1,500 career points. Caden, phenomenal career she's had. And, of course, her older sister was there just a couple of seasons ago, and Caden kind of still carrying the mantle there at Maynard Jackson. Congratulations, 1,500 career points. North Clayton football head coach, my guy Cab Burnett, named the 3A Region 5 Coach of the Year, so congratulations to him. Noonan's boys basketball head coach Trent Gatzmeyer reaching 100 career wins. Darryl Flagg football head coach Matthew Hazel, my guy. Congratulations, Coach Hazel. He was named the Division 2 Area 4 for Flagg football Coach of the Year. And then finally, the Flagg and football state championships. Man, again, phenomenal season. Let's start with the young ladies and let you know who all were your champions. And we'll begin with Division One, in which it would be Harris County defeating Washington County 32-0, your final in that one. Division Two would go to Greenbrier, their third straight title. They would defeat Jenkins 20-13. Had a chance to see Jenkins in the quarter and semifinals a couple of weeks ago. Fantastic season for them. Their first trip ever to the state title game. But congratulations to Greenbrier on that state title win. Division three would go to North Oconee as they picked up the 31-6 win over Whitewater Division 5, going to the ladies of Blessed Trinity. A phenomenal game. 21-20, BT gets the win over Milton for the Division 4 title, and then the Division 5 title. A great season for both of these teams, but it would be Pope holding on for 14-13 win for the Division 5 flag football state title game. So again, congratulations to all of the young ladies, especially if you made it to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That is no easy feat, especially so many teams, they have to wait for some of the young ladies to finish up with some of the other fall sports before they can have a full strength team. So congratulations to everyone. All right, over to the boys, man. Shouts out to Hebron Christian, 28-21 over Calvary Day for the private state championship. Hebron Christian making it two in a row. Down to single A Division II, it would be Lincoln County falling to Bowden. Bowden, four titles in a row. Caden Prothrow, the UGA commit. What a way to cap your high school career, right? Four straight state titles. 35-31, your final in that one. Bowden getting the win in single A Division II. Single A Division I, that title would go to Worth County as they knocked off Toombs. No scoring affair in that one. 17-13, your final score. Division II, or I should say Class 2A, rather, that would go to Carver Columbus. Shout out to Coach Jarvis Davis. 24-7, the final there. Of course, Coach played and won a title, or played at Columbus. So phenomenal job for him to go back and win a title as Carver Columbus knocks off Hapeville. 24-7, your final there. Sandy Creek, they get it done in 3A. 27-7, your final as they knock off Jefferson for the 3A title. Shouts out to Coach Smiley, Amari Latimer. Phenomenal pro season they had down there at Sandy Creek, especially with some of the adversity they had to deal with, losing a couple of teammates throughout the summer and whatnot. 4A, what a game. It was a track meet, but it would be Creekside crossing the line. 42-39, they knock off Benedictine. Their first title since 2013. Quarterback Caden Benson finishing with two rushing touchdowns as well as a touchdown through the air. Class 5A, that would go to Thomas County Central. 62-21 over Gainesville. What a game. Running back Deuce Lawrence, 380 yards rushing and five touchdowns. So congratulations. And then the one all eyes all across the country were on. I'm talking about Buford and Carrollton. And it would be Buford winning their 15th title in program history. 28-21, your final score in that one. Another phenomenal game. Georgia commit Tyreek Green finishing with about 180 rushing yards and two touchdowns. So congratulations once again to all the student athletes putting it in on the gridiron, flag football and football, and winning your state titles. All right, with that being said, that's going to do it for, that's not going to do it for your roundup, because we got to do our look back. On Friday, boys basketball action, Woodward Academy taking on Shiloh, and they'd roll. 75-25, your final. That would be their fifth straight win at the time. Bentley Lusaquino, 13 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 blocks in just 2 quarters of play. They've since defeated Tri-Cities, and they'll take on Wilson Academy Friday as they host their War Eagles Classic Saturday. Full day of girls hoops action started off at the Sandy Spill Showcase. Lanier defeating Woodstock 53-33 at the time, improving to 6-1. Michelle Azuma with 22 points. Here's head coach Jose Cardi on the win.
I think we're a second half team. In the second half, our defense turns up. And, you know, these last six games, it's just been resilience. You know, playing hard on defense and playing as a collective group.
All right, and in today's game, you find you guys, well, they come out in that third quarter. They get basically 6 points off the rip, tie things up. But your girls, like you said, when it comes to the resilience, what was your conversation with them to kind of, you know, battle back and then, again, really have a strong fourth quarter?
A lot of it was defense. We were telling them that they need to get out to the bigs and box to the shooters and box out. We were struggling in boxing out, and finally they just clicked. It clicked, and – we got a couple of steals after that, and we're able to, you know, make some easy baskets. You know, one of the things that we also told them was, if you can run, run. You know, get the easy ones first, so like that, we won't have to work hard on offense. So.
Staying there with the Sandy Spiel Showcase, Tri-Cities girls taking on Greater Atlanta Christian. Tri-Cities getting the win 50-43. Janiyah Murray finishing with 22 points. Here's head coach Nakia Grooms after that one.
It was very important to see what we can do against a bigger team. Last night, we fought it out with Carrollton, a hard-fought game all the way to late last night, and then to turn right back around this morning at 11:30 to come in, the girls showed a lot of heart. We had to play through a lot of adversity today, and we came out victorious in the end. So I'm proud of them.
Good deal. And speaking of that adversity, you know, what was your conversation with the girls? You know, what did you see tonight that really, or this morning, I should say, that impressed you about how they fought in this one?
What impressed me tonight and what we've been trying to work on up until this point in the season is sharing the basketball and playing as a cohesive unit. And the girls actually did that. We passed the ball up the court. The key was to move the ball as quick as possible since they were so much bigger than us and we were smaller. So we did that and we played as a team. We have a program going at Tri-City.
Good deal. All right, a lot of basketball left. What do you want to see the girls work on, lock in on, focus on down the stretch?
We need to lock in on our conditioning, one, and two, free throws. We are shooting at about a 60% now per game. I want to try to get that up to about 75-80 because that's going to win the games. And then the intangible stuff, like loose balls, different things like that.
All right, moved on from the Sandy Spiel Classic Showcase and made my way over to Norcross High School where the Hawks were hosting their annual Hawks Naismith Holiday Classic. Langston Hughes taking on McEachern. What a matchup, but it would be Langston Hughes getting that dub. And here's Carell Green, I should say, finishing with 14 points. Here's head coach Xavier Trice.
Growth. You know what I'm saying? We're playing a lot of freshmen, a lot of young people, even though we have a couple of seniors in the lineup, but you know their roles have increased, everybody's roles from last year. You know, we lost so much. But the growth, that's what I would say that I'm seeing right now. You know?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that growth, how about tonight? You know, every time that, McEachern seemed like they would kind of get a grasp and extend their lead, the girls kind of kept fighting back, and then until that fourth quarter, you actually, you know, take that lead. What are you learning about, you know, when you see that kind of play from the girls, what are you starting to learn about your team?
Man, that they'll fight, you know what I'm saying? That's what you want to see, especially early in, you know, the season. Where they fight, you can correct the X's and O's and the strategy later on, but where they fight and where they compete.
All right, as I mentioned, Monday, the football state championships began in Creekside, getting that win over Big Ten. Once again, 42-39, the final for the 4A title. Caden Benson, the quarterback for Creekside, 2 rushing touchdowns and 1 passing touchdown. Here's head coach Maurice Dixon after the win.
Hey, man, it's just a cherry on top, man. It's icing on the cake for all the work these boys put in.
Coach, what'd you learn from these guys tonight, man, battling through that adversity?
Man, they who they are, man. They got a can't-stop, won't-stop mentality. They guys going to keep grinding until the clock don't run out.
All right, and congratulations to Coach Dixon and the Creekside Seminoles. Their first title since 2013. And then Tuesday, as I mentioned as well in the earlier here in the roundup, Buford defeating Carrollton 28-21 for the 6A title. Tariq Green, 186 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns for Buford. Buford finishing, as well as Creekside, both of them finishing at 15-0. Here's Green after the Wolves win.
I mean, everything. You know, we've been in a drought for like 5 to 4 years, so it doesn't mean a lot. I just can't wait to get back and ring that bell. After that first half when we was down 7-0, everybody just got together. We just talked, and, like, we just had to stay as a team and, like, keep our composure and then come back out and do what we do.
All right, that's going to do it for the amended version. That's right, we're podcasting it. The amended version of Prep Sports Nation brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. Again, happy holidays to you and yours. Make sure you subscribe to Weekends on the...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. That content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Odyssey app, look up 92.9 The Game, subscribe to Weekends. That's where you'll find the Prep Sports Nation podcast. And looking forward to bringing you more the latest and what's going on in the world of high school sports. And can't wait to be back with you live once we get into 2026. All right, this is Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.